proflowradio.com.
Go!
Shockwavesoundsflowradio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
Thank you.
Okay. So I am speaking with... Do you mind introducing yourself to the audience?
Yes, my name is Sticky Mama.
Sticky Mama. Where are you from?
I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston. Oh, that's a good spot right there.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Sticky Mama. Can you tell the audience where they can find you at online?
Sure. Well, I can be found on SoundCloud at www.soundcloud.com/Cupid, Q-U-P-I-D 617. And I can also be found on AudioMax, www.audiomax.com/sticky, S-T-I-I-C-K-Y, 617.
Now, if you don't mind, can I ask you where you got that name from?
Sticky Mama?
Yeah.
It was actually a name that was given to me by my old producer back in the 90s, but it basically was given to me because I guess my rhymes just kind of stick to your head, you know? Some of my lines are very catchy, and they just stick to your brain. So that's the PG-rated version of the...
It's all good. So right now, how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music since the late 90s.
Late 90s, that's a good period of time right there, though.
Mm-hmm. To me, that was probably one of the best times of hip-hop, I think, the 90s going into the 2000s.
So, what got you started?
Honestly, I had a brain injury when I was in middle school. It affected my memory a little bit, and I started writing my school notes and rhymes just so that I could remember them, teach them to myself as a song and remember them, and it just became addictive. So
wow.
I just went to the next level with it and just kept going.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
Yeah.
So the injury has not stopped you from doing what you wanted to do, though.
It hasn't. It actually helped me. It helped me improve my memory. It helped me retain things. To this day, even sometimes, when there's something that I need to remember, I'll do it in the form of a rhyme. Sometimes it's just something a little silly, just so that the words would stick in my mind so that I'll remember it. So it's never stopped me from doing what I needed to do. It's actually become my strength, and I don't think I would be where I was today without it.
That's some deep stuff right there. I mean, I'm pretty flattered that you even came on the show because, you know, a lot of people would just give up a long time ago.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Music is in my DNA. It's a part of me. Even when there was a period in my time that I actually stopped writing for a while, but the music just kept calling me. I ended up going to college so that I could take up TV and radio broadcasting, and I've even done some camera work, and somehow it just brought me back into the big circle of doing my music again. You know, I was supposed to be a radio show host, and you know, I'm actually making the things that the radio show host needs to play, so...
Yes, but well, we in a way, we're like opposites and positive and negative, because like I want to be in the position that you're in right now, but I seem to be stuck in a radio position. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, they're all related, and it brings you back to a full circle. So if it's something that you definitely want to do, as long as you set the time aside so that you can do it, you'll be able to get it done. I mean, you have a perfect, pristine opportunity because you're a DJ. So you know what the radio wants. You know what people need. You know how to make parties pop. You know how to get a variety. You have, like, a backdoor key on it, so you can definitely do it.
Man, you should be interviewing me. But I want to ask you, because I definitely want to get to know your art form. So do you have a project that's currently coming out or available?
I do. It's not quite available, but it will be shortly. I have an album coming out called The Poison and the Cure, and we're looking to release it for spring next year. So right now we're just pushing out a few singles, and that first single that you got was Trap Star. That was my first single with a couple of my other queens. So that was the first one, and then we got a couple more lined up.
Now, Trap Star, why don't you give the audience an understanding of what that represents for you?
Okay, so for me, it's sort of like, you know, the type of world that we live in today. Everybody likes to be considered a hustler. And, you know, for some people, they think hustling is illegal activity. That's not always the case. To me, hustling is just moving and shaking, making things happen so you can put bread on the table, get those bills paid, you know, and do whatever it is that you have to do. And for some reason, the male genre, the male gender, are the ones who get all of the praise and getting, you know, respected as a hustler. But, you know, there's some pretty powerful female hustlers out here that get it in and they make things happen. All the way from single mothers to single young ladies with no children. So Trap Star is just one of those songs coming from the female aspect of hustling. Just to kind of let people know, you know, let the world know that there's females that trap too. There's females that's out here doing our thing. And even though we're quiet about it, it doesn't mean that we're not making noise.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. What are some of the influences that you had before you became as good as you are today?
One of my biggest influences as far as music goes is Biggie. Biggie Smalls is my number one top artist.
That ain't surprising to me.
Really?
Your voice.
A lot of people compare me to the female version of Biggie. And I actually did his song over Who Shot You, and when I performed it live, I will never forget the reaction that I got from the room from people. They were, like, really surprised. Because I don't think when you look at me, what comes out my mouth is what you would expect compared to the way that I look. So, but yeah, Biggie is one of my biggest influences. And then, like I said, I grew up in the 90s, so to me, that's real hip-hop, so I'm Wu forever, Wu-Tang head, you know.
We had Raekwon on the show. We had Raekwon on the show years ago. He's definitely in the right place.
My God, that's my dude right there. RZA.
Man, Raekwon, man. Oh, yeah, you know, all them boys had some talent, you know. All them boys had some talent.
Oh, yeah. Those guys, they get it in. They get it popping. Those are my dudes. You know, and then Nas. I love Nas. Nas.
Of course.
Always one of my favorites. Love Nas. AZ, too. The whole Firm movement that they had, that was my joint. You know, Jay-Z. Big Jay-Z fan. And then as far as the female artists go, I would definitely have to say Queen Latifah. MC Light. Yo-Yo, Rage, The Brat, you know, all the heavy hitters, Little Kim.
Oh, you got Chicago, you got California, you got New York, all in that.
All
you're all those girls in one? You all those people in one?
Some people have said so. I don't know if I would agree with that, but I definitely am influenced by them. You know, a lot of people, when I first started rapping, people used to tell me I sounded like Raw Digger.
She was hard too, though.
Yeah, that was my girl. Raw Digger got it in. That's one of my influences too.
Yeah, she definitely
Queen Pen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Queen Pen, you said?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I remember her too. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, I mean, would you?
I found out later on that she's. I heard that she writes like children's books and that she's an author.
Oh wow!
So, yeah, I thought that was profound. I was like, go girl.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, with you being a female artist and you know you having like probably you probably better than most of these dudes that's out here right now. You know, and they ain't not really trying. They ain't really trying to give y'all no opportunity to really get up there where you need to be at. How have you been able to keep your dream alive?
Oh, it's been a fight. It's hard, I tell you. It's hard. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're determined, and like I said, it's something that's in my DNA. Even if I wanted to walk away from it, I couldn't. Even if I tried to sleep on it, I can't. So it's just one of those things that you just got to keep pushing. And let me tell you, I've lost a lot of friends, you know, over this music thing. I've lost a lot of guys that used to like me or had crushes on me or was always attracted to me one way or another. And then when the music thing started popping off and it got to, you know, songs being recorded and people getting imported, you know, for collaborations and so it's just a lot of head buttons, and I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of friends, you know, and I realized there's just not enough love out here for the female artists, especially the ones that are good. You don't always have to sell sex. You don't always have to dummy yourself down and get body, you know, augmentation done to your body to be dope. You don't have to be fake to be dope. It's okay to be authentic. It's okay to be real. It's okay to be flawed. That's life. We're all flawed, but there's too many females out here that are just worried about the image and worried about the looks, and the stuff that's coming out their mouth is garbage. It's garbage. It's going to set women back 100 years, you know, some of the things that's coming out their mouths, and I'm not a part of that. And I have a lot of male friends who had issues with me when I was doing my music because of that, so... You know, it's a constant battle.
I'm sorry to hear that these dudes is doing you dirty like that, because, man, we should be better. And we should be empowering women that are helping to empower us.
Yeah. I mean, don't get it wrong. I'm a little gangster. I'm a little thugged out. I can be of course, I can be sexy or more woman.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the day.
So tell me, how can you describe your style to the audience, for the women and the men that are listening?
I think that I would describe my style as a little bit of hardcore hip-hop with a twist of R&B.
A little twist of R&B. So do you collaborate with different individuals to bring that R&B part out, or is it just like, how do you do your thing? How do you make this work? How do you bring out a track?
Well, I don't really do a lot of collaborations. Most of the music that I do is with myself or with my squad, Sticky Movement. And basically, the way that I write my music is I get my beat first. And I just kind of let the beat talk to me and tell me what to do, you know. I have some songs that are very sexually explicit. And, mm-hmm. you know, when I heard the beat told me what to do. And then I would tap into my own history or my own experiences and be able to put those lyrics down and bring them to life. And even with the hardcore music, you know, as soon as I hear the beat tells me what to do. And if the beat tells me to go hard, I go hard.
Most definitely. I can totally understand that. kind of reminds me of Tupac almost, because, you know, he had songs like "What's the Phone Number," but he also has songs like "Dear Mama." You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
he'll do "Dear Mama," then he'll do "Brenda's Had a Baby," then he'll say "How Do You Want It?" Yeah, exactly.
I respect that totally. So tell me, because I know you've been through a lot of things, what were one of the hardest parts of your triumph to be in here today? What's one of the things that they put you through?
I think one of the hardest things that I went through was I was in a relationship with someone that was not supporting my music. And I was actually in a super long-term relationship with him. And around the time that I started doing my music again, I guess he had never really heard a lot of my stuff from the past because I didn't have a lot of stuff recorded. And very long story short, when I started doing my music again, he just kind of attacked me. He was just like, I'm wasting my time. I don't have any skills, you know. I had gotten myself in front of a few people that were willing to give me some opportunities, and he was just like my number one heckler, you know. He was not there to support me. He was trying to make me look bad in front of a couple of people. I had an opportunity with someone in the industry, and he just sabotaged the entire meeting. Or at least so I thought. At the end of the day, what happened was when some time went by years later, that individual remembered me, and they actually reached back out to me and had some things to say to me about that situation because they remembered it. And, you know, it came back full circle and it worked out well. But to me, that was one of the hardest times of my life in regards to this music because I had a plan. And I don't know, I let my heart, what should I say, my heart strings interfere with my mission. And it took a lot for me to go through to be able to put myself back on track.
So with that in mind, you know, there's a lot of women that are going through similar situations and maybe have it. Seeing the actual hate from a male that can come, what advice would you give to them?
The advice that I would give to them, whatever it is in your heart and in your head that you want to do, you follow your dream and you don't let anybody deter you from it. And no matter what they put you through while you're going through it, just continue to remain, you know, firm in your journey and what it is that you're trying to do. Because those same people that tried to give me a hard time when I started out doing this, they ended up coming back to me, a couple of them, and had to apologize and even tell me, you know, like I was wrong and, you know, whatever. But they respected the fact that I was strong enough and what I was trying to do and that I kept going. So that's what I would advise them to do. Just keep going. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do nothing. You want to do it, make it happen.
No, that's right. So, if an individual wanted to deal with you, how would they handle that business? Like, you know, somebody want to, say somebody heard Joe Ryan and was like, damn, this motherfucker hard as hell, and they want to collaborate or sign you. How do they couldn't get in touch with you?
Oh, well, I have an email address that's posted on all of my social media websites, but that would be cupid617@gmail.com. And then they can always, you know, reach out to me on my social media pages as well.
It's a beautiful thing. So what city are you out of?
I'm out of Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston, like you said. Now, okay, so you got Cleveland Indians playing the Cubs coming up, right? World Series. How are Boston feeling about that?
Oh, Boston feels like we're going to make some heavy hits. We're ready.
So who you got, Cleveland or Chicago?
I'm going to have to roll with Chicago because I'm not a...
What? Oh, why you don't like Cleveland?
It's not even that I don't like Cleveland. It's just that I like Chicago better.
Okay. So we go with Chicago there, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chicago.
All right, so what's going to happen when Cleveland wins? What you going to do?
If Cleveland wins, I'll just have to give props where they do.
All right, well, we respect that in Ohio for sure. That's where I'm at. So let me ask you a couple more questions. Now, we talked about the stress of being a woman in the music industry. We've talked, we haven't talked enough about your actual skill. If people go listen to your music, what they going to hear?
They're going to hear a combination of a few things. They're going to hear some hardcore music. They're going to hear some enlightening music, some educating music. You're definitely going to hear some baby-making music. Mm, get you in trouble on a Saturday night and wake up Sunday morning like, where am I at music. Yeah, and then I got that trap music for the hustlers, you know, and my music pretty much is hardcore. So, you know, they're going to get a combination of everything. But at the end of the day, you know, they're going to get that hardcore, that Sticky Mama. I go by two names. I go by Cupid, and then I go by Sticky Mama. So Sticky Mama is kind of like the hardcore, the gangster, the hustler, you know, the insightful at times, the harsh side of me. And then Cupid is more of the sultry, the sexy, you know, the sweet side of me. So it's sort of like, that's why my album is called The Poison and the Cure. So, you know, The Poison is Sticky Mama and Cupid is the Cure. So.
All right. Well, you know, you got your fans listening right now. We're going to make sure they all hear this. They have a link to it. It's a permanent link. It never changes. So if you had an opportunity to talk to your fans, what would you say to them?
Well, first, I would like to say thank you. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to me, to like the music, to follow, to pay attention, and for even having a good ear for good quality music, because that is something that you're going to get from me. And I also want to just say to please continue to support, you know, females like myself that are out here trying to make it happen in this Barbie doll world where everybody wants to be dolled up with big booties and big boobs and empty heads. You know, I appreciate real fans that love real music and with real substance. And I promise you, I will never let you down.
That's pretty deep, actually. You know, I haven't had a chance to actually listen to all of your music, but I've heard a little bit and I love what I've heard. So I appreciate you coming by and showing us some love here in Ohio, because Ohio has fans that are open to learning new kind of opportunities when it comes to being entertained. So we definitely love what you're doing. What I want to ask is that, you know, there's a lot of things going on with the industry right now. You know, with over the last 5 years, it's changed drastically. And, you know, aside from the whole female thing, how do you feel about the music industry in general?
The way that I feel about the music industry in general is I'm getting a little annoyed with the way that the hip-hop industry is disrespecting hip-hop. There's so many watered-down versions of whatever people call themselves walking around. I remember a time when I used to turn on the radio and every song that came on the radio was my jam. I would just rock from morning till night. I loved everything that I heard. Now I have to change from station to station to station. Some of these people that are out with some of their music, I'm just like, how? Who? When? Where? How? I don't understand it. But there are a selected few that are still keeping hip-hop real, still keeping hip-hop true. They're still contributing talent. You know, those are the people that I really love and I really appreciate. And, you know, I'm going to do my best to make sure that I play my part to make sure that hip-hop remains what it's supposed to be and not what it seems to be turning to.
Do you think that it's going to, that us as artists are going to be able to stop it from happening? You know, do you think that we'll be able to, you know, I guess regain some footage against the leverage of the game? The game is strong and they're making a lot of money. You think that we're going to be able to still be able to make this, you know, like still like a real kind of thing, or is it going to be a fantasy thing from now on?
You know, that's a question of the hour. I'm not sure if we can do it. Well, let me rephrase that. I know that we can do it. I'm just not sure if people are willing to do it. There are more people that appreciate good music out here than less. And I think that if more of us do more about it, we'll be able to gain. Because I noticed that a lot of 90s styles, hip-hop music is starting to become, you know, part of the regular curriculum.
Yeah, they're sampling and everything. Yeah.
Everything. You know, they're bringing some of our best songs back. Look at what Troy Lanez did with Everyone Falls in Love. You know, I love about what he did with kept the original essence of that song. He did not change it completely. Everything that everyone loved, he didn't change it too much. So I think that we have a fighting chance of being able to get the music back to where, I don't think we can ever get it back to where it originally was.
I understand.
Post there as possible and still give good music, you know? I remember when they did the female hip-hop awards, that they did the award for Queen Latifah, and it was so many kids that didn't even know who Missy was. I was like, what? Y'all don't know who Missy Misdemeanor is?
Yeah, that's a shame, because she brought so much talent and diversity.
Oh, my gosh. The girl created an entire movement, her and Timbaland.
She has her own genre that they won't recognize.
Yes. They have, and it's, you know, that hurt my heart when people were like, who is Missy? I'm like, who is Missy? Missy is the reason that Nicki Minaj can come out and sing and rap. Missy was the first one to do that. And did a
Missy picked it up. Yeah, I mean, you know, because it was like Master P and them doing their thing, and then Timbaland and Missy Elliott came out, and they just took it and brought R&B into the mix. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Crazy.
And on top of that, she was a big mama. She was a heavy set girl, and she was getting her dance on.
Man, doing her thing, which was an impossible thing at the time.
Yes. And, like, nowadays, these kids with these, I don't even know what they're doing. They're just slamming their bodies against the floor. That's not music. That's not dancing. I don't know what these kids call themselves doing these days. I mean, I don't know.
Drugs.
I just can't,
you call it drugs.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm like, these are crack babies, man. These are like the crack babies that are growing up.
The pill babies.
It's crazy. There's no way in hell that you're going to tell me that that's talent. Y'all over there popping your shoulders and slamming on the floor. That's not music. That's not dancing. Well, I don't know.
It sounds like folks need to pay attention to what you got going on, because you just might be able to bring people back to the forefront and make them understand what it is to respect a female artist.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you for saying that. That's definitely part of my mission, to bring hip-hop back to what it was, to get it restored as close to possible, and for people to be able to really respect a female MC. I am not going to sit out here and talk to these girls about looking pretty and having empty heads, and just because you got boobs, you got it going on, and you're not talking about anything. I'm not going to do that. That's not hip-hop. That's not hip-hop. That's bobble pop. I don't do that.
Man, so when we consider Sticky Mama as an artist, the Cupid, can you give a statement to the audience to so that they can come check you out?
Sure. I just want to say to all of you, my name is Sticky Mama. I give birth to the rhymes that elevate and stick in your mind. I got punchlines that will make you remember them for years on out. They make sense. They give you life. They make you think. Come and check me out. Listen to my music. Get a breath of fresh air. Get a taste of that hip-hop that we're missing. Get some openings from a real FMC to see what's really going on in this world out here and be able to appreciate what you hear.
You call that FMC?
FMC.
That's a new term. I ain't never heard that before, so I appreciate that because I'm going to start using that from now on.
Yes, thank you. Female MC, FMC.
All right, y'all heard it from the source, the individual from Boston. I mean, for real, you are. Everybody know Boston got some kind of validation, regardless of where they, what's really going on. Boston is one of them cities, you know.
Yes, you know it. And can I just give a quick shout out?
Oh, most definitely.
Thank you. So I wanted to give a shout out to my two female FMC queens that are on the track Trap Star with me. So we got Desi Leon. She's from Boston, Massachusetts as well. She's a heavy hitter here. A lot of love, a lot of respect for her. Salute, queen. She's the third one on the track. She's the one who finished up the track. And then I want to give another shout out to G.A. Bars, Georgia Foreman. That's the other female that's on the track. She's on the second verse. She's from St. Louis, Missouri. She's another queen pin that got it going. And my girls are heavy hitters, and they make real music, and they're dope. And I want to thank you ladies so much for being a part of my project.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.